CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next episode of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at actual learning management system implementations and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Lafurno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Mary Lyles, the executive director for the Children's Grief Education Association, about their use of the CyberWorks hosted LMS solution to provide grief education to bereaved children, their families, and professionals in schools and community organizations through local, national, and international outreach and training. And now let's talk with Mary Lyles, Executive Director for the Children's Grief Education Association.
Good afternoon, Mary. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Mary, tell me about yourself and what you do for Children's Grief Education Association.
I am the executive director for CGEA, and I also, in addition to management, work with children and families who have had a death loss, an incarceration loss, or a parent deployed in the military.
Now, I understand that Children's Grief Education Association provides resources for bereaved children, families, and professionals that work with children in this area, but can you tell me a little bit more about your organization and what it does? It sounds like it's pretty interesting.
Sure. We have several levels of assistance for families and professionals. First, we have our online learning course that helps professionals learn more about how to help children in grief. We have a website that is very psychoeducational, lots of information that is actually used across the country in Europe and in Africa.
Oh, really?
By people wanting to help children. We have a clinic called the Lighthouse where children and families come for counseling after a traumatic loss or if they're just having a hard time because someone is deployed in the military or incarcerated. We also do grief groups in schools, so children who can't get to the Lighthouse because of family situations will go to groups, and we have interns, master's-level mental health interns, who go in and run grief groups in the schools as well.
Wow, that sounds like an awful lot you do in this area.
We're busy.
That's a good thing. So that's great. What were some of the factors that led you and your team to evaluate web-based learning management systems? Normally, agencies like yours wouldn't think of that.
Our beginning mission was to educate other people about how to help children. There are at least 1.5 million children across our country who are living without one parent due to the parent dying. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't include children living with sibling death, friends' deaths, many other kinds of losses. And we know that there was a real need for education among the professionals. We heard stories from children about how the schools might have responded and realized that there was just a need for more information. And the target audience was way larger than our small organization could address from a one-on-one or even a seminar basis. So we decided that web-based learning would be the best way to reach the largest audience possible.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Your organization eventually selected the CyberWorks-hosted LMS solution. Who's using the system now?
We have chaplains across the country, social workers, licensed professional counselors, some community people who want to learn to run grief groups but don't have any kind of licensure, but maybe through churches. Our interns take the course, other people who are interested in learning more about children in grief.
Okay. Can you tell me about the online courses that you provide through the hosted LMS?
We have one right now. It is called Navigating Children's Grief, and it takes about 6 to 7 hours to complete the audio-visual portion and then 10 total hours to complete homework assignments as well.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the instructional design and planning process that you went through to develop this course?
Sure. it began with me thinking, oh, I'll create an online course, but having no information about it. And I called your company, and you were so helpful in going, well, I think you might need some help here. So we began by contacting someone who had some experience in multimedia design.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, had quite a bit of experience, and he helped us to actually put together the format. I had written a book about it first, and then we took the material from the book and converted it into audio and video lessons.
Hmm. Now, I know you had somebody who was experienced with the graphic design and that part of it, but what course development tools, if you can tell me, did you use to construct your online course?
Are you asking me about, like, we used PowerPoint to begin?
Yeah. Something.
That kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
We used PowerPoint, converted those to JPEG. We used QuickTime
mm-hmm.
for our audio portion. We actually, let's see, I think those are the main technical tools. And then we actually hired a voice, a professional voice, and rented an audio studio and recorded the voice there, and also hired a professional person to do the video for us.
Mm-hmm. And then you probably put all those things together in the CyberWorks Web Author, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
That's right. Okay. Why did your organization select the CyberWorks-hosted LMS solution for your grief counseling training?
We looked at several different options for that, different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we found CyberWorks to be the most user-friendly and the most affordable.
Well, that's great. Can you tell me about your experience as a CyberWorks customer?
I am so happy with CyberWorks. You have all been so patient with me as coming in from not knowing anything about audiovisual material. I remember when I was, one person said, are you going to use graphics? And I said, what are graphics? So
okay.
Your
okay.
staff has just been wonderful in being supportive and helping me and walking me through problems. In addition, the problems that have all been of my creation, not of CyberWorks' creation, we have had just a wonderful experience with CyberWorks, no glitches that I can recall at all.
Well, thank you. You know, as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'm just looking forward to adding more courses and continuing to use CyberWorks in the future.
Well, that's great. Mary, thanks. I know you have to go. Sounds like I know you're a busy lady, so thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Mary Kay LaFerno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. I wish to thank you for listening to our interview with Mary Lyles, Executive Director for the Children's Grief Education Association, on our CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.